Nobody likes a hypocrite, and we certainly don't want to be one. Because we often think of hypocrites as people who say one thing and do another, people who are inconsistent with their words and their actions. And yeah, that's true, but it's only part of the picture, because the Bible shows us the full meaning of hypocrisy, and it shows us why hypocrisy is always a temptation for all of us while we are still in this life. Because the word hypocrite in Jesus' day could mean a few things, but the most common meaning that it had was that of what we now call an actor. A hypocrite was somebody on the stage, somebody who was playing a part, a member of the cast. And the Bible uses this in a negative sense. A hypocrite is one who is putting on a play, who's putting on a show, who appears to be something other than what they actually are. They're acting out a part, except it's in real life and not on the stage. And Greek actors in those days also wore masks as part of their play. It was the way of which they used to really get into whatever part they were called to do. And so Jesus points to this when he says that hypocrites disfigure their faces. It's like, he literally says, they hide their faces. It's as if they've put on a mask so that we can't see who they actually are, hiding their true selves behind this mask, just like an actor on the stage. And for this reason, we might think of hypocrisy as simply showing off, right? Someone who's making a big show of whatever they're doing. Maybe they're praying very loudly so that other people will notice, or maybe they're talking very loudly about themselves or about their faith or whatever it may be. They are a hypocrite because they're doing everything that they can to be noticed, like strutting around like an actor on the stage. And yes, Christians, that is certainly part of hypocrisy, or at least it can be. But the reality is that we're not yet to the heart of what it actually is, because we don't yet fully understand what would drive somebody to do this. We don't understand why someone would act in this way. Because if we only think of hypocrisy as showing off, as doing something in public, well, then we'd never be able to do anything in public. Because we couldn't even gather here tonight, because then we would all be hypocrites. So that can't be what Jesus means when he's talking in our gospel reading. Rather, the heart of hypocrisy, what really drives it, is a desire to be seen. A desire to be noticed by other people, to impress others. Hypocrites want the praises of men. Hypocrites want the attention of the world. And while that's most clearly seen in somebody who's putting on a big show, saying, hey, look at me, it can happen in other ways too. And hypocrisy is often much harder for us to see, especially in ourselves. So Jesus uses the example of fasting in our gospel reading. And if Jesus, when he says that we should do this in secret, means that we could never do it to be noticed, well, then we could never do it at all. Because frankly, Christians, you're going to be noticed eventually. It's inevitable. Either because you're going to have to tell somebody no when they offer you something to eat, or because if you fast long enough, you'll lose weight and your appearance will change. One way or another, people are going to notice that you are fasting. Jesus is not saying that you can never be noticed. Rather, the question we need to ask is, why? Why are we being noticed? And when somebody does notice, how do we respond? Does somebody else noticing give us pleasure? Are we excited that someone finally paid attention to what it is that we are doing? Because the hypocrite wants others to notice for that reason. They're excited. They get all kinds of pleasure out of that look of astonishment that someone else has. All kinds of pleasure out of that word of admiration. Anything that shows that people admire them. And they'll even do very hard things in order to get that admiration, to get that feeling of pleasure from someone else noticing. They may even fast just so somebody else will say that they are righteous, just so that somebody else will say that they are godly. That's what it means to be a hypocrite. But this happens in other ways too, Christians. Someone, for example, who distances themselves from other Christians, especially other Christians that the world doesn't like, for whatever reason, because of something that they're doing or because of something that they said. And out of this desire to be liked by the world, to not feel their hatred, they'll say, well, I'm not like them. I'm not like those other Christians because, well, I'm a Christian and I would never do that. So you can trust me. Or they would say, well, I'm not like those other Christians, you see, because, well, everything that I think and everything that I do isn't that bad. It's not that offensive. I'll show you how reasonable it is. I'll show you how good I can be. You can listen to me. And we might even do this out of a desire to be likable, to be winsome, thinking that we can somehow give witness to Jesus Christ by throwing other Christians under the bus. But that's seeking the praise of the world, Christians. That's wanting to be liked by other people, even by unbelievers. And that, too, is hypocrisy. On the other side of things, you have those who try to make themselves obnoxious, who try to make themselves as offensive as possible to the world. They're deliberately provocative. They are quick to argue. They're quick to fight. They're always quick to start an argument, whatever it may be, all so that the world will not like them. But they so often do it to get the attention of specific people. They're not trying to please everybody. They're simply looking for admiration from certain people. Of course, we should fight for the truth, Christians. And sometimes that means that we're going to be offensive to the world. We should not be afraid of that. But if the only reason that we're being offensive is to impress specific people, that too is hypocrisy. But that leads to what's probably the strangest thing of all. And that is that we can be hypocrites even when there's no one else around. Because maybe the person that we're trying to impress is ourselves. Yeah, I am a righteous person. Yes, I am good. I do all of these things, even hard things, because I'm a good person, and that's what good people do. And puffed up with this pride, we become convinced of our own righteousness. When we seek to impress ourselves, that too is hypocrisy. But all of these examples have one thing in common, Christians, and that is they are all looking for something in the world. One thing in particular, whatever it is, that they consider to be the most important thing of all. Whether that's the praise of other people, whether that's the praise of specific people, whether that's the praise of ourselves. We consider that to be the most important thing, the most valuable thing in the world. This is what Jesus calls treasures when he says in verse 21 of our reading, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." So if the praise of the world is our treasure, That's what our heart will seek after. If the praise of specific people is our treasure, that's what we'll seek after. Because the heart always goes after what it considers to be the most important thing. And if that thing is in the world, that is hypocrisy. Because then the heart will do anything to get what it wants, even if that means pretending to follow after God and to listen to Him, if that's what it takes. But when our treasure is in heaven, Christians, then we are not hypocrites. When God is the most important thing of all, when God is our treasure, then we will do everything for the right reason. Pray because God wants you to pray. Who cares what anyone else thinks? Fast because God wants you to fast. Who cares what anyone else thinks? Care for those who are in need, especially fellow Christians. Read the Bible, speak the truth, do all of these things for the sake of God alone. As Paul says in Colossians 3, whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men. And then whatever you do, Christians, will be good and not hypocrisy. To put it a little bit different way, the only opinion that should matter to us is God's opinion. We should not care about the opinion of others. We should not care about the opinion of specific people. We shouldn't even care about our own opinion. The only opinion that matters is God's. And when we do everything because of what God thinks, because of what God wants us to be, then we do it for the right reason. And even if we do it in public, even if we're in front of 100,000 people, if we do it for God's sake, we are not hypocrites. Because then our treasure is in heaven. And it is a treasure which will never pass away. So therefore, as we begin this new season of Lent, Christians, let us seek after the true treasure. Let us seek after God and what He thinks. Don't care about what other people think. Don't even care about what you think. Care about what God thinks and seek to do His will above all things, because He has made you His own through Jesus Christ, His Son. Lay up treasures for yourselves in heaven, because that is a treasure which will never come to an end. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, You are altogether lovely. Show us how sweet it is to follow after You in everything, so that we would desire You above all. Lift us up to run after You, so that we may long to hear You say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your master." Grant this to us for the sake of Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.